I'd like you to turn with me to Colossians, the fourth chapter, Colossians chapter 4. I want you to note verse 16 of that text. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 16, very simple text. The Apostle Paul says, when this epistle, it's a letter, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, the letter that Paul wrote to the Colossians has some general exhortations given to the church there, some admonitions that are needed, some specific circumstances that perhaps confronted the church in that place. And as you look at all of the various epistles that the Apostle Paul wrote, let's just take his writings as an example, those letters are very different. Now, they had some overlap, certainly, in themes as well as doctrines that are taught, but there are many different things that are taught as well. And so it's not a surprising thing that the Apostle Paul would encourage that the letters that he wrote to every individual church, that those be copied and shared and to be read in all the churches. And there is a reason for this, and it flies in the face of what is commonly believed today, and that is that the Bible is irrelevant for us in our time. There are many who have the idea that a bunch of words that were written several thousand years ago and they're just not relevant for us. It's an old book with ancient concepts that we've outgrown as humanity has progressed through the centuries. But that's not what is true. Peter indicated that those who spoke did not speak of their own will or by their own private interpretation, but they were the oracles of God that were proclaimed. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and perfects a man. These are not merely the words of men. It wasn't just the Apostle Paul who wrote. He wrote by inspiration. What he wrote has its genesis ultimately in God himself. God who made man, God who created the universe, and God who has established what is required of us in order to be acceptable and ultimately to be redeemed. And so in that sense, since it is God who did this ultimately, it's as relevant today as it ever was. It is applicable is as applicable to the Laodiceans as it was to the Colossians, and to the Colossians as it was to the Laodiceans, and to the Westsideans. I keep making those kinds of things up, don't I? Those of us here at the Westside congregation, as it was to those in Colossae and Laodicea and anywhere else, and any other time, in any other culture, in any other circumstances, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. And so it's as important to us today as it ever was. So I encourage you to read it. I encourage you to become familiar with it. I encourage you to heed it. And I encourage you to obey it. And if you're here this evening, you're not a child of God, you need to take those first steps to obedience, to being what God would have you to be. It may be, at this point in time, you don't know enough. If that's the case, then give us an opportunity to study with you and to teach you so that you'll have that proper understanding of the salvation of your souls. It may be that you know what you need to know, and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And as a result of that faith, you desire to turn from your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you are among those and you want to do that this evening, you have an opportunity. But if you're here and we can assist you in any way, answer the invitation call. We offer it to you now and ask that you come. While together we stand and sing.